Tower 8. Hello, K-Mobile.
B-Mobile.
We'll be 25 this year, so I'm not right there with you, Shane.
Be 20, what? See, he was born in 99. Yeah, he'll be 25 as well. Oh, in 2 months. And good morning, Eric. And 4 Zeta, okay.
I got biscuit in my mouth.
First. So, worked on a transfer switch install. We got it mounted and got it going, and then he finished it off last night, other than the wire running out to the plug outside on the outside of the house.
Switch for the mains or just a few circuits?
Just enough to get them by, get everything they need in case the power goes out for a little while.
That house in Seneca, I had one of those Reliance, I think it was 6 circuits, got off an Amazon, and held up like the fridge, the internet, my home office, a couple of lighting circuits and whatever, but yeah, it came in handy when that tornado hit.
Yeah, I did the same thing at my house, and I've got gas heat, so I can run the heat and the water because it's gas. That's all on 120 circuits. And garage door, the Wi-Fi, a few lights and plugs, and good to go.
In my home office, it was on one, and then my gas furnace was on another. Yeah, fridge, internet, and a couple of, I can't remember exactly what else. It's been too long, but I still have to install one in my new house in Shelby, but I'll get around to it eventually.
The whole home backup generators at the house.
Me.
Somebody needed money, and I bought it.
I'm going to have to do that eventually for Beth because she can do it. You know, if she's not interested in something, she doesn't remember, and that's fine. I'm the same way. If I'm not interested in something that she likes, I don't remember either, so it works both ways, but just make it easier for her as we get older, and if I'm not around, if I'm not there, if the power goes out, I need to get something there where it just kicks on automatically.
The transfer switch, you got a two-pole transfer switch, or is it single-pole?
Two-pole, I believe. If I'm understanding you, it divides up the circuits, so it can run on. I can run a 440 as well. I mean a 240 as well.
Is it you're feeding it with also 240?
Got a 30-amp 240 circuit on it.
Right, I've seen a couple of cases where people get those and then they feed them with a single pole generator, and what you get is about the neutral wire and install a bigger one. But if you're feeding it with a split phase generator, then the currents cancel like they're supposed to, and you can have a same gauge neutral wire as the hot wires.
I've been here and say I'll be on the side for a minute. I got to make the vehicle switch. KO4HK.
A little bit, enough to probably be dangerous, but I got it to work. I mean, it works. It's set up the way it is. I just follow the directions, and I've used it several times. So, but I made sure everything was going to work before I started.
As I made it to the parking lot, everybody have an awesome day. KN4TFW.
Great day, W2JKT. On that one, but I think I got the gist of it. But yeah, just something to note. You know, the Reliance that I got was a two-pole, and I was feeding it with a single-pole generator, so I had to be careful about neutral current. But my generator also wasn't that big, so you know, the neutral wire could handle it.
No, I was just saying. I read up on it before I started anything, and made sure that I had what I needed.
Yeah, I have. I've got a couple of generators. We make a battery-powered power station. I've got a couple of those that run off of our 40-volt batteries. So I can use those around the house if I really need to, but I really need to get to where I can install the transfer switch and use a properly sized generator for all the stuff I want to hold up.
More than I need. I'd like more, but we can run. I've got 2 refrigerators and a freezer, and with the garage door and then the gas heat and the gas water heater, nothing is too much, and it's separated out where everything's, you know, spread out on the two sides, and we can be very comfortable for a couple of days if we have to. The longest I've had to use it so far has been about 14 hours, and it was worth having.
At Seneca, I was out for 18 hours, and yeah, definitely glad to have the backup power running.
That generator, when, in 2005, we had an ice storm, and I was out of power for more than a week. And so I was just running extension cords into the house and little space heaters and refrigerators, refrigerator plugged up. But this was in Simpsonville before we moved to where I am now. So, man, it's so much more convenient just to run one wire, plug it in on the outside wall, and not have to worry about the doors being open, and can run the actual heat itself. So it makes a big difference.
And I have natural gas at my house. I just bought this house in June last year, and I have natural gas service, but I don't have any appliances on natural gas at all. It's got an electric heat pump. I've also got a wood-burning furnace in the basement as a secondary, like a supplement, but and then there's a wood-burning stove upstairs, but I don't have any natural gas. So one of the things on my list this year is to get have the heating and cooling system replaced with a traditional air conditioner and then a gas furnace, because I just hate heat pumps. But
okay, that must have been when I doubled with him. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I had a gas, same way you were just talking about, gas heat and air condition, and we replaced it last year, and they were extolling the benefits of the dual fuel. It's a heat pump / gas heat, so I can set it at whatever temperature I wanted to switch over, and basically the gas heat is kind of like your emergency heat or backup heat. Or you can run it all the time, whatever you want to do. But I run the heat pump until it gets down to about 35, and then it automatically switches to the gas. It's so much more efficient that way, especially the heat pump, because it's not very efficient under 30 to 35 degrees anyway. But I really like it because it saves on the gas, and it also saves on electricity when it gets cold.
No idea at all.
That I can control. I can put whichever one I want on. If I just want to bump the gas heat on for a while, if it's a little chillier and I just want to bring it up a little bit, I can turn it on. If the power's out and I plug the generator up, I can just run my gas. So that makes it very handy.
For HKX, I'm back, gentlemen. I had to wait for all the warning buzzers to go off.
Well, I doubled with you when you jumped out.
Sorry about that.
Soon we should have the gas range installed. It's in my garage. It was supposed to be done last week, and the people coming to install it ran into an issue, and so we had to delay it.
Take that. We've got gas at the house, well, propane, so don't have a natural gas service anywhere close.
Propane as well. I just say gas because it technically is, I guess.
Had to clear out, guys. He just said to tell everybody 7-3 and have a great day.
Double with you on that, too. I'm not sure. I tried to tell him 73.
I don't know. Maybe you just didn't hear me.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood then. Anyway, he's out now. He's at work.
Yesterday.
It was okay, business-wise, but it was otherwise, it was a great day. I enjoyed the beautiful weather.
Successful trip on Saturday to get everything taken care of?
Yeah, Friday, you mean, when I went to the accountant. And then Saturday, I was around the house doing oil changes and that kind of stuff.
Friday, I'm sorry. Man, lost another day. I must be getting old.
Be right back. I got to close this gate.
Derek?
Saturday, but I'll be in the rest of this week.
Holiday, I threw a couple trash bags in the back of the truck on the way to work. when I left the house and swung by the dump and the gates were closed.
But, you know, yesterday was just the only day this week I can really work from home. We've got a vendor visit this week for the rest of the week, so I got to be on site.
Either, but I, you know, normally a lot of the holidays that the, you know, state offices take off, I'm working anyway, and I don't think about it being a holiday.
4-HKX, I'm back. And, yeah, I don't get many holidays off either.
Your boss.
Guy, he just don't listen.
Teamster rep come by and maybe set up a shop in your warehouse.
Pass. Amazing how nice the days have been for as cold a start as it's been the last couple of days.
Short sleeve. I took my vest with me. Didn't put it on until I had to stand out and fuel the tractor this morning.
Right here, right now.
Where I am.
About the same here.
That restaurant there on 25, just this side of 11.
Been there a couple times, not many though.
A week ago, we had Ada with us and try it out. It was alright. I've had better, but I've had a lot worse too.
I was gonna say, it's nice enough. And, you know, to be stuck out in the middle of nowhere, you're not covered up with people most of the time, it seems like, or when I haven't been in, it hasn't been that way. And so everybody's friendly. So I'd go again.
Didn't think they'd be serving breakfast anymore, but I guess they were serving it most of the day. Didn't try their lunch or dinner menus.
Ate breakfast there. I've only ate lunch and dinner, or dinner both times. So, I'd have to say it was as good or better than some of the other places I've eaten down anywhere else.
Far out of town. I will tell you, though, there's hardly, Beth is such a good cook that when we go out to eat, you know, usually it's like, eh, you know, I can get this at home, or it's pretty good, or I enjoyed it, but it wasn't really anything to write home about. But there's two restaurants or two things I've had out that I would say I wish I could go back. And one of them we did go back. We're in Pennsylvania. I got we went to this English pub and they said a meat pie was one of the specials, and they changed every month. It was a different one every month. And the one for February was a venison and bone marrow meat pie, or venison and bone marrow, and oh my goodness, that was one of the best things I've ever eaten. And we went back a couple days later, and I got it again.
Yeah, but the thing is, now what do you do?
I'll still go out to eat other places, but, you know, I'll always remember that. It came out, you know, it was in a bowl and it had a pastry, you know, pie top on it, and there was a big bone, you know, about 3 inches tall and round, you know, just filled with bone marrow, hot, it was bubbling. And it was just oozing out of the bone, and oh, man, the flavor. Oh, I'm ready for it again.
It sounds good, and if I'm ever up that way, I guess I'll have to try it. But I don't have plans to go that way anytime soon.
Fortunately, we'll go back because, you know, Beth's sister and, well, two sisters are up that way. The other thing that I had that was memorable, I still talk about today, was in Alaska at this restaurant. They had halibut fish and chips, and I like fish and chips, but generally they're kind of bland. You just, you know, I've gotten them different places. I've had them in England, and it was pretty good. I wouldn't say it was my favorite, but I enjoyed it. But this halibut, oh my goodness, it was the best fish and chips I ever had. My kids still give me a hard time about how much I talk about it.
The English thing's coming out in you.
Better, much better than what the English do. And much better than what the Americans try to do as an English dish. It was an Alaskan version. And it was something about the fish, but also the seasoning they use, but definitely the fish. First time I'd ever had halibut, and it was delicious.
I've never had it, so I don't know. That's the only fish I've ever ate, or, you know, flounder, and then trout and catfish that you eat around here.
You know, halibut's a flat fish like a flounder is. I don't know if they're related or not, but if I ever get back up there, I'm ahead of that place to see if they still have it. That's for sure.
Go up in the Amish country right in there where you were at. I think that would be pretty neat.
Where's that LK? Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very unique because it's grown so much that you got on the English. You know, a bunch of cars, a lot of traffic, neighborhoods, subdivisions, but farms everywhere too in the middle of them. And so you'll be going down the road and you'll come up on a horse and buggy with or two or three of them, and you got to go around them or wait for them. And they'll be downtown in this. You know, they're not huge towns, but they're not small either. And they've been around for a while, Lancaster and Lititz and Mannheim, some of these places, and busy like downtown Greenville, and there'll be Amish horse and buggies everywhere.
In Philadelphia, it was a lot like that, WTJKT.
Right, because it's not far. It's just interspersed, you know. Subdivision farm, subdivision farm, subdivision farm.
Dale, which is about, you know, 25 minutes north of Philadelphia and about 35 minutes south of Allentown. And so we'd ride our bikes up to Allentown for the velodrome races there, and like all that in between is all Amish country, and you always had to look out for the horse piles on the road riding a bike, because that could get kind of messy.
It's one thing you have to watch out for. And Beth's mother was born in Allentown back in 1932 maybe. As she got older, she had some dementia. She was losing her short-term memory, but we showed her a picture of her house she was born in, and she saw it and immediately said the address, knew exactly where it was, but she couldn't remember that she lived with us. We had to keep telling her, keep reminding her.
I had some guy in a Tesla was trying to run me off the road.
Dealing with the dementia there, it's an awful disease, but it's interesting what the mind hangs on to when things like that happen.
Who had dementia before she passed away, and like one of the things that I noticed was that it's almost like they just go back in time and they remember things from a long time ago, but you know, recent memories are pretty much gone. So it's tough. What they had us do was like wear a picture around our neck of us as a child, and she would always remember us, you know, when we had those pictures of us when we were younger. So that helps a lot, but yeah, it's tough to watch.
To watch, but you just gotta deal with it where they are, you know. I was just saying earlier, my mother-in-law, she could remember, she was born in Allentown, and we showed her a picture of the house she was born in, and she immediately knew the address, but she had trouble remembering that she lived with us, you know, in her latter years. I'm just about home. Enjoy it this morning. Eric, you and Patrick, have a good day. Be careful on your drive down and to wherever you're headed, and we will talk to you again. N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, get you some rest, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HK.
WTJKT. And Patrick, I'm running into the point where I'm starting to get nothing but static here, so I'll say 73 to you as well. Have a great day, and I hope you sell a lot of tools. This is WTJKT. I'm clearing your final.
73, Eric. Good to talk to you this morning. Hope you have a good day at the office. KO4HKX. Mobile monitoring.